friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 95, verse 3, for the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. And all God's people said, amen. Hey, I hope you're doing well today. Hey, happy Thursday. Yep, the final day of March 2016. It's so hard to believe that tomorrow begins the month of April. It seems like I'm just pulling off pages off my calendar left and right. I mean, we are just a flying by here in 2016. In fact, last weekend, my wife and I, we celebrated our anniversary. It was actually on, what day was it on? It was on Saturday, I think it was. I don't know. After a while, it seems like all the days just kind of run together, but not when it comes to my anniversary. It's a day that is sacred and apart from every other day. No, I think it was on Saturday. I sure hope my wife's not listening right now. No, it was Saturday. Yes, I think. Whatever day it was a memorable night. Yeah, we went out and had dinner, and I'm so blessed to be married to Aubrey, and she is certainly my best friend. And, you know, the more that I look at her, the more I just fall in love with her all over again. Just a sweet girl. And I'm so blessed to have her in my life for sure. So we've celebrated that last Saturday. And coming up a week from tonight, there's another celebration that I hope you can be part of. It's the Great News Radio 20th Birthday Celebration Extravaganza a week from tonight. Yeah, at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. It's just celebrating 20 years of ministry here at Great News Radio. We have a pre-event kind of starting off for just the families who can't really stay out late. Everything begins at 4:30 right there in the food court of the mall. We'll have music from the Urbana High School Orchestra. We'll have some games on hand thanks to Dr. G Brainworks. At 6 o'clock, we'll have cake, ice cream, desserts. You know, I'll be there for that. We'll have some music being played as well. And our formal program will begin 7 p.m. with Dr. Erwin Lutzer. He'll be our keynote speaker. Of course, the singing men will be performing. The Great News Radio Theater Troupe, they're going to be putting on a mini skit as well. And I think you'll be blessed next Thursday night. I really do think you will. In fact, there's still an opportunity for you to pre-register to receive a special Great News Radio gift box. And these boxes are filled with special items, coupons, knickknacks from area businesses. But you do need to pre-register to get one of those gift boxes. I will tell you, it is worth registering for. I will personally tell you that. You do need to register at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Right there, you'll see the banner right there with Dr. Erwin Lutzer. So go ahead and pre-register for those gift boxes. There's very few left. I will tell you that. Very few left. Again, pre-register at our website, greatnewsradio.org. We'll also be handing out God Listens, You Can Too tote bags and yard signs for everyone as well. So let's pack the mall next Thursday night and rejoice what God is doing through this radio ministry. And coming up the next morning, I mean, the celebration will just continue. Friday the 8th, there's a special ministry leaders and pastors appreciation breakfast at the Hilton Garden Inn and Conference Center right there on South Neal Street in Champaign with Dr. Erwin Lutzer. And everyone in attendance there will get a free copy of his book, He Will Be the Preacher. Now, you do need to RSVP for that. Again, that's at our website, greatnewsradio.org. There, I think you'll see the banner right under the Friday night details, where you can just contact the station here and we'll set you up. 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. And we do need to hear from you by maybe Monday, maybe Tuesday of next week. So RSVP sooner than later. GreatNewsRadio.org, or again, just by calling Karen here at the station. She'll set you up. 217-367-7777. Well, coming up here in a few moments, we're going to be taking a look at what it means to be a great steward. Coming up right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty.
That's music from Audrey Assad and Holy, Holy, Holy. For many Christians, the word stewardship means giving money. I mean, because if the pastor is preaching on stewardship, that means the general fund must be running in the red, right? But you know what? The Bible paints, friend, a much broader picture of stewardship. It really does. The biblical view of stewardship applies to every Christian in every area of our life. So if you were to look up the dictionary definition of the word stewardship, it means a person who manages another person's property or affairs. You know, biblical stewardship recognizes three different important areas. First, that God is the owner of everything, and that includes every part of our lives. Friend, did you know God is the owner of everything? Psalm 24, verse 1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it." Also, our role as stewards is to manage God's resources. Genesis 1:26 says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals and over all the creatures that move along the ground." Did you know God called us to rule? In other words, to manage his resources. Also, another goal of stewardship is to accomplish God's mission in the world. Matthew 28:19-20 says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded to, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." You know, friend, the goal of stewardship is to accomplish God's mission in the world. So looking at these areas, how God is the owner of everything, how our role as stewards is to manage God's resources, and our goal of stewardship is to accomplish God's mission in the world, maybe a better definition of stewardship is not just talking about money, but based on looking at these verses, biblical stewardship recognizes that God's resources are to be deployed through God's people to accomplish God's mission. Let me say that again. Biblical stewardship recognizes that God's resources are to be deployed through God's people, that's you and me, to accomplish God's mission. And in fact, biblical stewardship involves every area of our life. God calls us to be stewards of our talents. Romans 12, verses 3-8 says, "For by the grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others." Verse 6 of Romans 12 says, "We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully." Friend, according to these verses of Romans 12, we all have different gifts. And here's the thing. If we have gifts, what should we be doing with them? Using them, right? But here's the thing. God did not give us those gifts so that we can look good, right? Wow, that person can do a great job of teaching the Bible. No, God gave us those gifts so we can magnify and glorify Jesus with those gifts. So he calls us to be good stewards of our talents, and he also calls us to be stewards of our time. Uh-oh, now this is one that I can get in trouble with. Ephesians 5:15-16 says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." So what does this passage say about the days? It says that the days are evil. It's filled with evil people. That's why we need good, godly men and women to live wisely, and take advantage, making the most of every opportunity, as verse 16 of Ephesians 5 says. Making the most of every opportunity. Now, I don't know about you, but I would love to say that is something that I got down. I got it. I passed the test. But sometimes, I'm just being completely honest with you, sometimes I allow my schedule, my agenda, to trump God's in my life. When I go to the grocery store, I'm thinking about the stuff I need to get at the grocery store. And sometimes, or I should say a lot of the times, I forget that God may be setting up a divine appointment for me to share the gospel with somebody. So that's something that I need to grow in. But God has called us to be stewards of our time, making the most of every opportunity, Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. Plus, God calls us to be stewards of our treasures as well, 1 Chronicles 29, 14. This is David speaking here, praying and talking to God. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we only have given you only what comes from your hand. Wow, how did David view his material possessions? He viewed them as a gift from God. I love what he says. And we only have given you only what comes from your hand. 1 Chronicles 29:14. So God calls us to be great stewards of our talents. God calls us to be great stewards of our time, our treasures. And here's the thing in the midst of all of this too. We will have to give an account for all of these things. Did you know that? You know, all through life, we're given an account for ourselves. I mean, students, what? They take final exams to demonstrate what they have learned, right? Employees undergo performance reviews to assess their work in the previous layer. Americans face this day called April 15th to give an account for the earnings and taxes paid, right? And in Luke chapter 16, Jesus tells a parable about a steward who is required to give an account for his stewardship. It is a story that could have appeared on the pages of this morning's newspaper. It involves a dishonest employee who, if what brought to court today, would probably be convicted of his actions. So if you have your Bible, turn to Luke 16. We're going to look at a few verses here. Jesus told his disciples, verse 1 of Luke 16, there was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, "What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management because you cannot be manager any longer." The manager said to himself, "What shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses." So he called in each of his master's debtors. He asked the first one, "How much do you owe my master?" 900 gallons of olive oil," he replied. The manager told him, "Take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 450. Then he asked the second, "How much do you owe?" 1,000 bushels of wheat," he replied. He told them, "Take your bill and make it 800. The master commanded the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings." Jesus went on to say, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can be trusted with much." You know, the steward here, the manager here, lost his job because of his poor performance. And in verse 2, Jesus tells in the parable that the owner came back and he made the manager give an account for his actions. Verse 2 is a verse of accountability. Friend, when verse 2 happens to you, when Jesus asks you, friend, what you did with his resources, his gifts, and everything else, what would you say? What would you say? Did you really take advantage of every opportunity? Did you use all the gifts and talents that he's given you? Did you use your resources for his glory? At the end of the day, friend, we need to remember Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let's be great stewards today for our Lord and for our Savior.
I've seen the golden summer light, the flicker in the trees, in the orchard where the long grass sways in the breeze, in the shade across the fence, an old man in a chair dreams of the names and faces who've been there. Changing as the seasons fly, still my heart in secret holds on to the deepest colors of the earth and sky. The shadows of the orchard deep and tall. Then the winter comes and covers all that does not move. Underneath the Sangre Cristo, stars and moon. But I will come and find spring unbinds you, singing of an older time. Still my heart in secret, holding to the deepest colors of the earth and sky.
Fernando Ortega right here on today's edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you. Just want to quickly remind you, a week from tonight, the Great News Radio 20th Birthday Extravaganza Celebration, Lincoln Square Mall, a week from tonight in Urbana. And by the way, we're looking for volunteers to help us set up and prepare for the big event next Wednesday and Thursday is when we're needing some of those volunteers. So if you're free for a couple hours, I'd love to hear from you. Just give us a call and we'll give you all the details and so on and so forth. 217-367-7777. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Mark and Jason, tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.